Only three faces were still closed, showing resistance. Kai picked up the display controller and switched it on. Here's a simulation of Box Top, Phase 1. This is taken from a combination of scan data from our ships, with some additional data Mackenzie gave us, rendered in Poro space, with time zero as our down jump. The blue icons are the Mackenzie ships, red are Turek's, green are ours. Notice these two in particular. She made their icons blink. These are the stealthed observers. Now, this is what we saw on scan at down jump.
On another display, she put that up.
If I hadn't seen their attack formation before, I would not have expected it. Because without real-time communication, those ships would shoot each other, not just the enemy.
So what did you do?
Kai changed displays on the second area.
This. Because we had onboard Ansibles, we could spread out, come in on different vectors.
She ran through the rest of the sequence, using the simulation to indicate weapons vectors, integrating scan data from all the ships.
Now, this is what we all need to be able to do. I know that some of your ships have only limited micro-jump capability, and that all of them may have problems resulting from conversion to armed traders.
What kind of problems?
Structural. Those of you with beam weapons may have fatigue in the support members resulting from excess heat dissipation and inadequate coolant capacity. I'll need a complete combat history for each ship. How many engagements, what load of weapons. For missile attacks, the ratio of firing between missile batteries. For beam weapons, total time of fire.
I never heard of that before.
I hadn't either. But Mackenzie Military Assistance Corporation, which started its existence with conversions similar to ours, discovered the problem with its first ships and warned me about mine. Trade ships just aren't built to handle the additional stresses of sustained or repeated combat. When they did the engineering analysis, sure enough, there were signs of stress in the mounts for the beam. Cascadia doesn't have the capacity to check all your ships at once, and we dare not have so many out of commission. So you'll need to help with a complete review of maintenance and repair, plus those details I just asked for on your ship's combat exposure. If you did live fire exercises, include those as combat. Also, any damage taken with details on repair history. From that, we'll prioritize use of the facilities here for evaluation and, if time allows, repair.
Can structural strain be repaired?
It's possible to make temporary repairs, but bringing these ships up to full equivalency with purpose-built military vessels would require complete rebuilding and would take a minimum of a year.
We can't wait that long. That's obvious. So you want us to go into battle with ships that might fall apart against military-grade ships? Isn't that...
stupid. That's what it is. Stupid. Why didn't the Rector send real warships if that's what's needed?
The two of you, with your rate of pirate capture, have probably got the most hours of weapons use on your ships. I will certainly understand if you feel it's too risky to take part in this venture.
Merced smiled and sat back, arms folded. Kufal looked watchful.
However, if you choose not to join, then your letters of marque will be rescinded and your ships and yourselves will be held here until I deem it safe to let you travel again.
Merced came upright, fists clenched.
You can't do that! You have no right!
On the contrary, I have authorization from the Slaughter Key Defense Department from which your letters of marque were issued. The Moscow Confederation government is unwilling to allow armed but unaligned vessels to operate in its space in a time of war.
Those...
Silence!
Merced stopped, mouth open. Kai glanced around the table.
This is Cascadia. Some of you, as new visitors here, may wonder if the Cascadians really enforce their strict laws of courtesy. I can assure you, they do. A former Vada transport captain was executed here for culpable rudeness to an official. While I have no intention of enforcing the laws to their fullest when we are not in public, you should know that Cascadia has superb surveillance, and this compartment was supplied by the Cascadian government. Open contempt for the government will not be tolerated. It might get you killed, but worse than that, it will imperil our mission.
You're saying we have to join you or be stuck here with no ship and no income?
That is unfortunately the situation. It's not a situation I manufactured. I didn't ask the Rector to reassign you. We weren't in contact when she did it. Like you, I think Slaughter Key Space Force would have been the more appropriate choice.
The military advisors looked thoughtful. The captain's expressions ranged from barely suppressed fury to apparent resignation.
In order to brief you at all, I had to reveal the existence of not only onboard Ansibles, but also the modification that made our communications secure. So far as we know, the pirates still don't know about that. And thus, those of you who do, and are not bound by the oath the rest of you will be asked to take, must not be free to chatter about it.
I don't chatter.
Captain, tell me why I should believe you, or trust you.
Merced glowered a moment, glanced from side to side at her fellow privateers, and, getting no encouragement, finally shook her head.
I suppose you have no reason to, other than my record.
Your record emphasized that I would find you troublesome. I won't quote it.
Oh, please, go ahead. I wager everyone who knows me could come up close without even looking at it. Stubborn?
Kai nodded.
Thought so. Defiant, resist advice, reckless, combative.
Pretty much. Quarrelsome, disrespectful, hypersensitive, argumentative, reckless.
You know, I was kicked out of Space Force Academy in my second year, 31 years ago. Unable to maintain military courtesy under pressure, they said. I decked a senior cadet.
And you surely know I was kicked out.
But you were in the honor squad. You were the goody-two-shoes kind. I heard about you. Vata's daughter, straight arrow.
You can always spend the rest of this war in custody here, which will be no fun at all.
I can't be a straight arrow. I can't be a butt-kisser. I can fight like blazes. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. But I can't just sit back and be given stupid orders by...
Kai pulled out her Rossi Smith and laid it on the table in front of her. Utter stillness in the room. Eyes shifted from her to Merced and back. She pushed up one sleeve, showing the sheath of one of her knives.
If you feel it necessary, Captain Merced, we can adjourn for an hour to the gym assigned to our crews, and you can find out just how straight arrow I am these days. This is my personal firearm. I won't notch a blood beast tusk grip, but I assure you it's been blooded more than once. And this is just one of my personal knives. I gutted a man twice my weight with the big one, fighting hand-to-hand in zero gravity to save my ship. So if my being too innocent worries you, get over it. One-on-one,
Kai looked Merced up and down.
You wouldn't stand a chance.
Kai had no doubt of that. The older woman was fit, and no doubt had won her share of brawls. But Kai had seen enough to know Merced lacked the training she herself had. Kai, and she was sure everyone else, saw the realization come slowly to Merced's expression that Kai was as formidable as she claimed.
It might be fun to find out. But you said we had a war to fight.
We do. Do you want in on the fight?
I suppose.
As Kai continued to stare her down, Merced nodded.
All right. Yes, I do. And I'll try to be good.
No. I need your best performance. And your record says that comes not from being good in the traditional sense, but from being the wild card.
I don't have to stay in pokey formations?
Sometimes, but not always. When we get to specific battle plans, I'll tell you about it. But now...
Kai looked around the table again, collecting everyone's attention. This time, it wasn't hard.
I need to know, from all of you, whether you can commit fully to this. It's not like privateering. We intend to fight. And we must fight as a coordinated force.
I'm in.
The others all nodded, with varying degrees of enthusiasm, and not a few glances at the pistol, as Kai picked it up, spun it for emphasis, and reholstered it.